Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Yeah, well, I hope you all had a great weekend this last weekend. I really didn't do too much, hung out and everything like that. Just hung with some friends for a bit, and then, of course, watched The Little Prince as I do on the weekends, and we always have a good time with that, and working on the paper and the shows and all that good stuff. So, yeah, kind of a boring weekend for me, but hey, they all can't be exciting. But I hope you got out there and had some fun, and, you know, since it was just that boring, we're just going to slide right into all the good stuff going on, like, and start out with the music here first. So let's see, we got music going on at the 101 Bar and Grill, and they got something going on every day of the week. Actually, Monday they got steak served all day and night. Tuesday it's Taco Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then karaoke from 8 till closing. Wednesday it's karaoke from 8 till closing. Thursday it's enchilada specials. Friday they got DJ Rio. Actually, DJ is going to be taking off, going to Vegas. He was talking to us when he was on the show last time. So I just want to say DJ probably won't be there now. So I'm going to quit saying that, because I think this last weekend was his last weekend. Heading to Vegas for a while, and then he'll be back, and we'll get him back on the show again. That was always fun. So let's just forget it. We're just going to say they're going to have a DJ going on and drink specials on Friday. Saturday, they got Missouri May serving it up with special drinks and a DJ. And then Sunday, they got Missouri May serving brunch with a twist. And they have karaoke at 8 till closing. And then we slide on over to Checo Brewing, and let me see, my goodness, this month is flying right on by. We got Frankie C happening on the 19th at 5:30. On the 20th, we got Rap Brush at 5:30. On the 21st, we've got Two Time Nelson at 5:30. On the 26th, we got Long Goddard at 6. On the 27th, Tiger Lily at 5:30. And on the 28th, Keith Jones going on at 5:30. So that's the next couple weeks out at the Checo Brewing. And let me see, they got that Saturday at the Marketport music schedule as well. And coming up on the 21st of the Saturday market, they got Tiger Lily playing from 12 to 2. And on the 28th, Rap Brush from 12 to 2. That's what's going on there at Checo Brewing and the Saturday market at the port. And then Foggy Bottom Bar and Grill. Now, what they've been doing, you know, you can call them for a music lineup. We still got a problem communicating, getting that to me, but it's all fun. But I did see that they're doing Saturday barbecues now starting at noon. So they have a little barbecues going on out there. So that's some good stuff. Tis the season, of course. And then around the corner at the Vista Pub, we got coming up on the 20th, Lon Goddard. On the 21st, Courage. And on the 27th, Responsible Punks. And then at the River's End Sports Bar, we got something going on every day as well. On Monday, we got free pool and happy hour all day. On Tuesday, it's Taco Tuesday. From 5 to 8. Wednesday, it's Hump Day. Thursday, it's Happy Hour from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then karaoke from 8:30 to midnight. On Friday, it's the weekend kickoff. Appetizer platters from 4 to 6. Saturday, they got sports mimosas at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And, of course, during any race, a bucket of beer specials. And then Sunday, they got NASCAR loaded Bloody Marys from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And let me see, they got some music scene going up this last weekend. They had Spence Brothers was there on the 27th coming up. We got $1 check. And then on the 28th, they got the Italian Guys. So that's what's happening at the River's End Sports Bar. And then if you're out of town up there in the Grants Pass area, we got the Laughing Clam where they have music going on Fridays from 7 to 10 and on Saturdays 6 to 9. And let me see, coming up this weekend on the 20th, they got Jim Lesher and the Western Express. They got, on the 21st, Ripple Effect Duo. And on the 27th and 28th, Out of Towners for the Back to the 50s car show going on there at the Laughing Clam up there in Grants Pass. And then sliding down to beautiful CC by the sea, we got coming up on the 20th at Inoteca, the Mighty Steelheads. All right, so let me see. Now, we got some more schedules going on here. I'm going all over the place. Let's see, we got some individual schedules on Frankie C is going to be happening here. He is going to be the 23rd and the 20th at Kuntai as the Italian Guys. On the 19th, he'll be at Checo Brewing. The 21st, he'll be at the Kuntai. On the 28th, the Vista Pub. And on the 27th, in Ateca. And then Rap Brush, he's doing Tuesday's Kuntai from 6 to 8. And let's see, he'll be at the Farmer's Market on the 25th. and at Checo Brewing from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. on the 20th. So now I think I've narrowed it down that it's the farmer's market over there by the church, not the one at the port, because they gave a port schedule. So there we go. That just process of illumination, as I like to say. Okay. Because it was bright and right in my face. Okay. Hey, Steve Harrington. He's Fridays at the Coontai with Strawberry Jam from 6 to 8 p.m. And then every other Saturday at the Coontai from 6 to 8. Which, let's see, on the 28th, 14th was last weekend. So now the 28th Coontai with Matt Stump. That's right. Okay. And Lon Goddard, his personal schedule, he's going to be playing on the 18th and the 25th at the Coontai with Patty Andacuna from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. On the 26th, he'll be at the Tetco Brewing Tap Room from 6 to 8. He'll be at the Vista Pub on the 20th from 7 to 9. And then on the 20th in the afternoon, he'll be the Brown Bag at Brian Scott Gallery from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. So he's double playing that day. So there you go. That's Lon Goddard's schedule. And then, let me see. Coming up, we got Miss Demeanor. She will be at the Del Norte County Fair on the 3rd. Loving these names, I'm telling you. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Misty Mountain Brewing, here, there's another place where they're going to be getting some music in there real soon. So I'll be having a schedule for them coming up soon. But it's always a nice little tap house out there at the end of town. And I mean, that's why I said you start bringing music here and you'll start filling the place up. That's for sure. Okay, hey, we also got Port of Pints down there in a beautiful CC by the sea. And on the 20th, they got Courage coming up. Okay, let's see. We got Rivers Inn Sports Bar and Grill. They have a presents a Songwriters at Play. This is going on the first and third Wednesdays of the month from 5 to 8 p.m. And basically, if you are a musician out there and you want to get up and show your talent and you got some original stuff, then get a hold of Tiger, the MC, from 707-218-0183. And you can set it up so you can get up there and perform. That's right, right there at the Rivers Inn Sports Bar. So let me see that. Let's see. They give you two microphones will be provided, but you need an amp or other equipment. You got to bring it with you. But hey, good opportunity out there, folks. And then let me see. We got the 2018 Summer Concerts in the Park. This is Azalea Park on 1 p.m. on Sundays. And where are we at? Coming up at the end of the month, July 29th, they're going to have Jake Gill. He's country music going on there. And then on August 8th, they got Tom Rigney and Flambeau. That's a Cajun Zydeco. All right, good deal. Right before the Pirate Fest, too. That's beautiful. I love it. So anyways, that's what's happening on the 2018 Concerts in the Park. And then we still got the fundraiser for Katie Joy Pettinger going on. They've been doing some fundraisers, pancake breakfast, and all kinds of cool stuff there that I've been talking about. But you can donate anytime. All you have to do is go into the Rogue Federal Credit Union and say you are making a donation to Katie. And that'll help out with some medical and living expenses while she is recovering. All donations are greatly appreciated. So there you go. That's the Rogue Federal Credit Union. Coffee with Casa's coming up here pretty soon. It's at the Bell and Whistle Coffee House, the fourth Monday every month. You can stop by the Bell and Whistle Coffee House to learn more about CASA of Curry County and how you can advocate for children in the community who are in foster care. And guess what? The coffee is on them. Okay. And the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, that's going to be coming up here too. They meet at the second and fourth Sundays at the Evergreen Federal Bank in the meeting room at 850 Chetco Avenue at 10:30 a.m. For questions, you can contact Marcia Thibodeau, 707-245-6535. Okay. And let me see, we got coming up here on the 29th at Gypsies. Yeah, we're going to get metaphysical with the ladies at Gypsies. And on the 29th at 3 p.m., Shell will have an information class on Introduction to Paganism. So there you go. Many of us don't have a clue what paganism is, and Shell will explain the many aspects of who, what, where, and when of paganism. This will be a very interesting group discussion to answer the many questions we have been curious about. So please come if you're curious and be enlightened about the group called the Pagans. So there is a little charge there, so you want to call up the ladies at Gypsies for that one. Hey, now it's time for Funny Occurrences with Famous People. Yeah, one day during a lecture tour, Mark Twain entered a local barbershop for a shave. Without mentioning who he was, he told the barber that this was his first visit to the town. "Well, you've chosen a good time to come," the barber declared. "Oh," Twain replied. "Yep," the barber continued. "Mark Twain is going to lecture here tonight. You want to go, I suppose?" "I guess so," said Twain. The barber then asked him if he had bought his ticket yet. "No, not yet," replied Twain. "Well, it's sold out, so you'll have to stand," said the barber. "Just my luck," said Twain with a sigh. "I always have to stand when that fellow lectures." And then the celebrated and beautiful dancer Isadora Duncan once wrote to George Bernard Shaw declaring that, given the principles of eugenics, they would have a beautiful child together. "Think of it," she enthused. "With my body and your brains, what a wonder it would be." "Yes," Shaw replied, "but what if it had my body and your brains?" I hope you enjoyed these funny true stories of famous people. Until next week, hey, keep smiling. All right. Like I said, that's some fun research right there. Okay, so let me see. We got the Curry Public Library up there in Gold Beach on 3rd Street. They have a July events calendar. And let me see. Coming up on this 24th, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. is Leapin' Louie's Cowboy Comedy Show. That's right. Unique comedy entertainment featuring world-class lasso and whip tricks, juggling, high unicycle, and other stunts. Leapin' Louie will get you laughing and excited. So there you go. That's what's happening there at the Curry Public Library on July 24th from 3 to 4. The 25th Annual Southern Oregon Kite Festival. That's right. Coming up this weekend. Going to be big. On July 20th, 21st, and 22nd. This is at the Kite Field at the Port of Brookings Harbor from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This popular event is free and fun for all ages. See more than 30 nationally and internationally renowned kite flyers perform amazing routines choreographed to music. Weekend activities also include free children's kite building workshops and vendors selling eats, treats, and merchandise for the enjoyment of festival attendees. Free parking and free shuttles to the Kite Festival Field are provided. Festivities will kick off Friday evening, July 20th at 7 p.m. with the 4th Annual Indoor Kite Flying Demo in the Brookings Harbor High School Gym. And it's the 26th Annual Southern Oregon Kite Festival this year. So there you go. We got that nipped in the bud. So, yeah, right on. That's going to happen this weekend. So good times. Free admission, free parking, free shuttle service, free kids kite making. So all kinds of good stuff going on. Fun for all ages. Oh, yeah. And then Coastal Copier Years is inviting past, present, and future customers to a Brookings Harbor Chamber of Commerce mixer, celebrating their 21st year in business in Brookings. This will be Friday, July 20th at 2018, starting at 5 p.m. That's at 800 Chetco Avenue in Brookings, Oregon. Food, beer, and wine, and fun. There you go. Good old Coastal Copiers. Yep. Known them for years. Let's see. Brookings, Oregon Monarch Advocates present the first annual Monarch Festival. Okay, I'm just giving a little thing. This is going to be happening in September at the Azalea Park in Brookings, and it's not happening until September. So, hey, but I got it, and I'm going to hold on to it. But we're getting a Monarch Festival going on here. So, very cool. I might talk about that a little bit more if I have more in the show, time in the show. Oh, hey, now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. Good day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that President Jackson once had a bit of cheesy situation on his hands? It's true, and here's the story. The people love Jackson, Jackson loved cheese. What better way to celebrate the president than by sending old Hickory himself an enormous wheel of cheese? Well, dairy farmer Colonel Thomas S. Meacham of Sandy Creek, New York, hit on this notion in 1835. And he had the know-how to craft a titanic cheddar. The chunk of cheese ended up being a wheel that was 4 feet in diameter, 2 feet thick, and weighed nearly 1,400 pounds. Now, shortly after the president received his cheesy gift, after giving away a few small amounts, he noticed it was still very large, and after almost a year in the White House, the stench started getting pretty bad. By 1837, Jackson's second term was winding down, and he wasn't about to haul a 2-year-old mountain of cheese with him when he left office. So he decided to make the famed fromage a featured player at his last public reception at the White House. It was an astute move. There's nothing people love more than free food. And the reception's 10,000 visitors attacked the wheel of cheese with such fervor that the entire thing was gone within 2 hours, taking care of a stinky situation once and for all. It may have been a cheesy move, but it paid off in the long run. I hope you enjoyed this week's bit of weird history with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Until next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Yeah, all right. Yeah, a little cheesy situation there, man. Big old chunk of cheese. I got you. Can smell poo. During the summer times, that must have been fun. Hey, they got coming up here. It's going to be happening Saturday, August 4th. They got the 4th annual Rogue River Triathlon. Triathletes training together from bridge to bridge. This is going to be happening at Agnes RV Park in Agnes, Oregon at 9 a.m. So let me see. We got a little bit of info here. The 4th annual Rogue River Triathlon is a nonprofit community fundraiser to promote health and wellness throughout Curry County and is scheduled for Saturday, August 4th. The event is a sprint format variation with half-mile swim with downriver current, a 5K run, then a 12-mile bike ride all along the gorgeous Rogue River in Agnes. A donation from 35 to 75 guarantees each participant a place in the event and also reserves a commemorative t-shirt for each on that day. Prizes first, second, and third place, each for men, women, and teams. A celebration will follow with food and refreshments, as well as a raffle drawing of several desirable items to win. All donations to benefit the Agnes Volunteer Fire Department and the Agnes Community Library. So this unique event allows people who never thought they could do anything like this to participate simply by deciding to do it, preparing for it, and then getting her done. That's right. The generosity of our lifetime sponsors, Curry Health Network and Rotary Club of Gold Beach, help make it possible to offer this event each year. So there you go. That's going to be coming up here August 4th. So we'll be talking about that again next couple weeks. Because it's sneaking up on us. Lord knows, I got that Pirate Festival coming up. I know all about time. It's getting short. All right, hey, the Del Norte Association for Cultural Awareness, say that a bunch of times, the DENACA otherwise, is a nonprofit local arts agency, is excited to announce the availability of pre-sale season tickets for the 36th performance series. Tickets will provide a considerable discount to individual performance tickets as well as to normal season tickets, providing admission to all 5 concerts, and they are transferable and replaceable if lost. So if you want to get pre-sale tickets, basically what you're saving is like $5 to $10. And they're available for purchase in Crescent City at Del Norte Office Supply. That's at 240 I Street. And in Brookings at Wright's Custom Framing at 810 Checo Avenue. And the concerts will start happening here. It looks like they start in October. So I will start promoting those as they come along. And they'll be at the Crescent Elk Auditorium. So there you go. This is a great opportunity for those who purchase their season tickets, regardless of the lineup, to save. And for those who haven't purchased tickets before, because of the cost to experience, then you can get a discount. So there you go. For more information, you can call the office at 707-464-1336. DENACA and their activities are funded in part by the California Arts Council, a state agency. So there you go. That's what's happening there. If you want to get your tickets, Crescent City Rodeo coming up August 4th at the Del Norte County Fairgrounds at 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's part of the fair, Del Norte Fair going on down there, but thought I'd give a few plugs for some extra stuff going on there. And it looks like we're still doing good here, so on time. So let me just go ahead and remind y'all. Like I said, Kite Festival is coming up this weekend, and Art in Stout Park's happening on the 4th. That's coming up. I'm telling you, 'tis the season for all kinds of stuff going on. And then, of course, the one that I'm really ready for is the Pirates of the Pacific Festival. That's right, coming August 10th, 11th, and 12th. That's my baby. I love it. And we got some fun going on. We got a reenactor that's going to be back this year. See, y'all didn't even notice that it didn't have the reenactors last year. I've got told by me, nobody had any clue because I'm a pirate. I know people with cannons. So as long as I was firing cannons off, that's all everybody cared about. But actually, I had the bubble guys were there. I had different things that replaced it. And it actually ended up being one of the better festivals, people told me, and I just went, wow. But now the reenactors will be back here this year, and they're the ones with all the cannons and all the good stuff to shoot and all the fun and the big shows for the kids and all that good stuff. So we're looking forward to having them back again this year. My mermaids, I don't know if you've been online or on Facebook or whatever, but I posted it all over the place, but I've got 9. I was only going to have 6. Now I got 9 mermaids that are going to, like, they're just going to be fantastic. I think I see this year's calendar coming up that's going to, you know, help out with the nonprofits and all that good stuff. So yeah, make sure you mark your calendars for all the fun stuff and get out there and support all the cool events going on there. And you know, BritFest has got some stuff going on here too. I mean, their July schedule is ridiculous. Oh, this is the Happy Together Tour. That's what's happening. Okay, the Happy Together Tour 2018 with the Turtles, the Association, Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, Mark Lindsay, who was former lead singer of Paul Revere and the Raiders, and the Cow Seals are going to be there Thursday, July 19th at 7:30 at the Brit Fest. On the 20th, they got Father John Misty going to be happening there. Rodney Carrington's going to be there on the 21st, Saturday the 21st at 8:30. Jeez, crazy. They got Pops. Opening night is Pops Classic in the Movies, Wednesday, July 25th. But yeah, they just got all kinds of really cool stuff going on this month at the Brit Fest. On Saturday, July 28th, they got Sasha Cooke going on there, a mezzo-soprano. So all kinds of good music, all kinds of big names happening. Shoot, they opened it off. Remember, I was talking about that a few weeks ago. So good stuff going on there. And then, yeah, like I said, the Del Norte County Fair is coming up here. Magic's in the air at the Del Norte County Fair. Got to do it right. Yeah. August 2nd through 5th, 2018. Thursday, they got a Kids Day sponsored by the Tollywood D9 Nation and Aaron Schust. And then Friday, they got Senior Day. Saturday is Military Day, and they have the rodeo going on, as I mentioned. And then Sunday is Family Day. They got Demolition Derby and Tough Trucks going on that day. So very cool, very cool. It's a big thing going on, the Del Norte County Fair. And let me see. Coming up in 2 days, they still got time. Elk Valley Casino is presenting the Susan Heinz Benefit Quarter Craze. This is hosted by the Party Girls of Del Norte and Curry County and Quarter Craze Benefit Auctions. It's happening on July 18th at the Elk Valley Casino, 5:30 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. This benefit is to raise money to help Suzanne with living and travel expenses while she is fighting brain cancer. Susan has a grade 2 left frontal lobe brain tumor. She has already undergone surgery and is now having chemo and radiation treatments and is not able to work during this time. Susan is a local nurse who has helped hundreds of people. Now is a chance to help and support her. You wear yellow for a chance at the Magic Paddle. Dozens of items are up for bid, raffles, and a dessert table. Ages 18 and older, please. This is happening at the Elk Valley Casino coming up here on July 18th. So there you go. And then, hey, you know what? Just really quick, because he comes here all the time. At the Mill Casino has July 20th and the 21st. The world's ultimate Elvis, our own buddy Justin Shandor in concert. So he's going to be up there if you want to catch Justin again. And that's very cool. He's always here at the Elk Valley Casino. And then let me see. Okay, you know what? I got some time. So I'm going to sit there and talk about this first annual Monarch Festival they got going on. It's the Brookings, Oregon Monarch Advocates are presenting this. See, from noon to 4 p.m. at the Azalea Park in Brookings. The Monarch Butterfly is one of the most recognizable butterflies in North America, and it's in trouble. Numbers of monarchs have decreased by almost 95% over the last 20 years. But together, you can help to save the monarch from extinction. In the United States, there is a massive effort to provide habitat for monarch butterflies. And Brookings, Oregon Monarch Advocates, or BOMA for short, is a local group of concerned individuals engaged in all aspects of conservation of the monarch butterfly. BOMA aims to educate the general public regarding captive, responsible rearing of monarchs, and growth of host plants for caterpillars and adults. Come learn how to provide habitat for these beautiful butterflies. You will learn how to become a citizen scientist and how to educate others about milkweed plants. Learn how to raise and monitor monarchs in your area. And you can set up your very own monarch way station at home. There may be also some milkweed plants for sale at the festival, depending on seasonal supply, as well as some seed packets of milkweed and a pollinator mix of nectar flower seeds. So they also have brief educational seminars will be given for adults and children throughout the afternoon, and captive-reared monarch butterflies will be released at several times during the festival, nature willing. Education and lots of fun of prizes planned for kids and adults alike. So see, that is what is going on there with the Oregon monarch butterfly thing. Very cool, very cool. I believe they have, when you're going out of town, heading up to Grants Pass, there is a butterfly reserve right there, right over there by where the wildcats, where that park is. Down in that area, there's one. And then somebody was telling me that there's one going up towards Coos Bay as well, which I haven't seen yet, but I understand there's one that way too. So there are people out there that are doing it. I didn't realize that the monarch was in trouble because, man, yeah, First the frogs, now the monarchs. What's next, man? The bees. There goes the bees, too. So we're in trouble, people. We are in trouble. But yeah, that's very cool to be able to support and be able to keep preservation of a species. Yeah, that's the words. Okay, hey, and I was talking earlier, and I found it finally in the Insider of Southern Oregon. That's right, your entertainment newspaper. Festival of the Art in Stout Park, sponsored by the Pelican Bay Arts Association, is coming up Saturday, August 4th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, August 5th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's original art and handcrafted items. They got activities for children, a food court, and, of course, music. And this is at 433 Oak Street, right there behind Manly Arts Center. So there you go, the festival in the park, Stout Park. And did you know? Of course you do, because I've talked about it all the time. But you can help Curry Coast Community Radio earn donations just by shopping with your Fred Meyer Rewards card. That's right. Fred Meyer is donating $2.5 million per year to nonprofits in Alaska, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington, based on where the customers tell them to give. So here's how it works. You sign up for the Community Rewards Program by linking your Fred Meyer Rewards card to Curry Coast Community Radio at the fredmeyer.com Community Rewards, and you can search for us by our name, Curry Coast Community Radio, or by our nonprofit number, 91306. Then, every time you shop and use your rewards card, you are helping Curry Coast Community Radio earn a donation. You still earn all your reward points, fuel points, and rebates just as you do today. If you do not have a rewards card, they are available at the customer desk service of any Fred Meyer store. And like I said, for more information, please visit www.fredmeyer.com/community rewards. And you can help the little station that could keep on trucking. That's right. We're going up that big hill there, this little train, and it gets a little tight sometimes and gets a little, the tracks get a little greasier and the hill gets a little higher. So there we go. Yeah, we need some help going on there. And just like I was telling y'all last week too, was you know, you can sponsor one of our great shows that are on here real easy. Yeah, they have the nice little thing. You get on kciw.org, go in there and check it out, and your business or you can sponsor a show. So like, in other words, it'd be like, you know, hey, your business presents the Insider Report, or your business presents the Magical Musical History Tour, or some of the other people's shows if you want to go that route. That's all good. As long as we get a little help here, that's all that matters. So yeah, just want to let you all know that. And so, hey, that's it. I'm running out of time. I got the flying fickle finger of fate coming from my producers. So that's it. I got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Insider Report. And make sure and check out all the other great shows on the little station that could, KCIWLP 100.7 FM. And tune into the Magical Musical History Tour this week as I set the spotlight on the Supremes. Oh yeah, Diana Ross and the Supremes. And that's a good one. I've heard it a couple times already, folks. You can see schedule for days and times and check out the other great shows, including the Insider Report on kciw.org. Until next week, this is Bruce. Stop in the name of love. Ella, signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey, I'll see you out there. Bam! Oh, yeah, good one.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.